Blog Talk Radio.
Please.
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Amen, amen, amen. This means war. Praise God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ABM. Good morning, Atlanta. Praise God. This means war. A new day's journey. Praise God. We've got our war clothes on. Praise God. And we're not going to turn back now. This means war. Oh, no, devil. You can't have my family. You can't have my breakthrough. You can't have anything that God has for me on today. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Let's go to war. Amen. We've been equipped, praise God, with the word of God. We've been equipped,
amen,
praise God, with the spirit of the Almighty God. We've,
amen,
got our battle clothes on. Our war cry is out. This,
amen,
means war. Glory, hallelujah. This means war. Praise God. Amen. You see, in the military, they used to teach us, know your enemy as yourself. So once you know your enemy as yourself and you've been trained to standard, you can counterattack.
Put them together,
come on. See, the devil won't be expecting that, praise God. But you know that you know that you know that you know that you've got the power. You've got the anointing. You've got the word. You've got the backing of the Almighty God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. This means war. Amen. Let's fight. Let's fight. Amen.
Amen.
Bullet can't keep beating up on you. Can't keep taking it. Got to do something different, praise God. Got to have a change of heart. Got to have a change of mind. Got to change your battle strategy. Got to change your battle tactics. This means war. Oh, praise God this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. War. This means it. Yes. Mm.
Amen.
Every day. I won't turn back.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you this morning. Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Giving honor to Christ, who's the head of my life. Amen. Praise God to my wife, to my pastors. Amen. Lakeisha and Temple Spencer. Amen. To Pastor Carol, the ADM front line. Amen. To the ADM family. Praise God. Amen. To our international partners. Praise God. This morning. Amen. Praise God. United Kingdom, France, Norway,
amen,
praise God. Some of the few, amen, praise God. Australia, amen. A hello to the USA, amen. North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania. Amen. Praise God. California. Amen. We're sending a shout out also to Puerto Rico, Texas. Amen. Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida. Amen. Praise God. All the affected areas. Amen. May God richly bless you on this morning. Amen. Praise God. And with that, we're going to move on and bring in on our own Mother Jackson to lead us to the throne of grace. Mother Jackson.
Good morning, Sister Smith.
Good morning.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you this morning, first of all, I'd like to give you honor, who's the head of my life, Jesus Christ, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, excuse me, and to Sister Smith, and every member of the ADM ministry. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to you this morning, God, unless we know how, God. We ask you, God, to go to Moshe this morning, if we omitted any sin, God. God, forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to the throne of repentance this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for another brand new blessed day, God. Oh, God, you said in your word, no word formed against us shall prosper. Lord, Moshe, God. And every tongue rise against us shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we come to you this morning, God. We lift every first lady up, every minister, God. We ask that you shield and protect the little Moshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning, God, that you continue to owe into them, God, little Moshe, God, what you have let them pour out to us, that you what you have poured into them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood and code of Jesus. The Lord of hosts, God, is around them, God. We pray, God, that you continue to heal and protect. The Lord of hosts, we ask that you give them traveling mercy up and down the highways and the byways. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God of Oshie, God. We realize what's going on, Lord of Oshie, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, he called of Oshie, God. We come to you this morning, God. We bind up, Lord of Oshie, everything ain't like you, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord of Oshie, God. We take authority in the name of Jesus, Lord of Oshie, God. Come and chop it down, cutting down, and rooting out in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, Lord Moshe, God, we ask that you, Lord Moshe, continue to make us strong soldiers in you, God. Let us stay alert, Lord Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us lift up like never before, Lord Moshe, that nothing, Lord Moshe, can't come in high. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray this morning, God. We thank you, God, Lord Moshe, God, that we have our war clothes on, God, and mighty battles, Lord Moshe, God. And we shall come out victorious in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We cry out victory, Lord Moshe, victory this morning, God. Like never before, heart of the Moshe, God. All in our homes, God. When we begin to seek out of our side, out of our side, begin to stir wrong in our home, let us begin to rebuke and bind up in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to cut out the Lord Moshe, God. Down in the root of the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord of Moshe, is over our boat, our house, God. We thank you because the blood of Jesus is over our family, God. Lord of Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And let us be, Lord of Moshe, in our south. I don't know about seek, Lord of Moshe, the enemy, Lord of Moshe, we plead to the Lord, Lord of Moshe. We demand everything that comes, Lord of Moshe, loose in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, Lord of Moshe, Lord of Moshe, even in the hospital, Lord of Moshe, loose in the name of Jesus, Lord of Moshe. God, we realize so many people have been bound for so many years, God. And we take authority this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Moshe, Lord of Moshe. Take your 50 hands out. Loose in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord of Moshe, God of Moshe. We are the Moshe, Lord of Moshe. We are the light of the world, Lord of Moshe, God of Moshe. We see the Moshe, we see him left and right, Lord of Moshe. But this day, we demand of the Moshe, God. We come to the Moshe that you loose out of our sand of the Moshe. In the mighty name of Jesus, God of our sand out of the Moshe. God, we love you today, God. We praise you, God. We know, God, that you're mighty in battle, part of the Moshe. You never lost a battle, the Moshe, God. Continue on our fifth step. footsteps this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Begin to shake your churning up, God. Begin to negotiate, God. Begin to let them put their breastplate on the side. Even their helmets, God. They go to negotiate, breastplate of the side. Oh, God, let us begin to walk out of our side. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to look around. It's under the negotiate, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift our stairs up this morning to you, God. In the name of Jesus, how do the boat say that? That's a caravan of the boat say up to you, God. One needed of us, I tell the Lord to you. Bernice, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. In every front line, head of us, mother, how do the boat say, God? Oh, God, we pray, God, this day, God, that you shield them of us, God. Shield and protect, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. All of us, bloodstairs, we go to the boat say. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every sick person that it is this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know that they are already healed in the name of Jesus, God. So we'll begin to praise and give you the victory just for that, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up our husband and companion today, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you shield and protect them, God. Oh, God, with the hold of our side, let them begin to kneel down before you, God. Hold of our son, and pray like never before, God, of our shake, God. We break the pride of our side this morning in the blood of Jesus, God, of our shake, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we speak of our shake, we plead the blood of Jesus this morning, tear down every stiff. That spirit code of our child. The bond of the most, God. We come to you this morning, God. We bind that about our son, that of our. Cut down every plastic of the most spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We come to you this morning, God. We're tearing down, cutting down to the root, God. Disobedient spirit. He called the most son, that of the most, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We see you moving, out of the most, God. We see you binding in our side. We see you cutting down. We see you rooting up. You call them all shame. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning. Oh, God, we thank God. We give you the glory out of our side this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Let us continue to yield to your Holy Spirit, God. Let our all shame, God. Let us continue to bow down to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, our all shame, God. Because you are the devil. Father, first he comes to the Moshe, the end and the beginning, God. Thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. These things we ask, you go to Moshe. In the name of the Father, in the Son, and the Moshe, God. In the Holy Ghost, we pray this morning, God. We give you all the honor, all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God bless your mother. Praise God. What a prayer, what a prayer. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we say yes. God, we say yes. God, we say yes to your will this morning, Lord God. God, as we humble ourselves before your mighty throne, we say yes. And we thank you, Lord God, for that anointed, beautiful prayer by our own Mother Jackson this morning.
Hey, God.
Amen. Talking about shaking and loosing. Amen. Praise God. And you know some saints? Talking about our war clothes and our battles. Our battle plan, amen, praise God, is already written. It's all in the Word. Praise God. You want to know how to defeat the enemy? It's all in the Word. Praise God. The roadmap. Amen. The directions. Praise God. The battle plan on how to defeat, amen, an already defeated enemy. Praise God. On today. On today. Check your equipment. Full PMCS. Amen. Make sure all your gear is operational. Praise God. Make sure that it's serviceable. Praise God. When you look at the Word of God, amen. Amen. get all the necessary tools out of it that you need to apply, amen, and to attach to your battle uniform on today. On today. It's a battle. We in it. Let's fight. Praise God. Let's fight. Amen. We've got the power. God gave it to us. And we don't have to be afraid of no enemy. Amen. Praise God. Because we've got the power over him. Amen. And all we got to do is realize it and know it and put it into action. Amen. Praise God. No, devil, you can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. Praise God. What God has for me, oh, glory, hallelujah. It's for me. Praise God. And no devil in hell is going to take it. Praise God. I keep everything God gives me. Amen. In this one point, I have to be stingy. I have to keep everything that the Lord God has provided for me. Praise God. Praise God. Can't share it, devil. You can't have it. You don't deserve any of it. And we rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. You lying devil. You lying spirit. You lying wonder. Praise God. You lied so much you tried to lie to Jesus and tell him that you will give him this and you'll give him that when it already belongs to him. Praise God. It's already ours. Amen. It's already ours, saints. Praise God. Praise God. And the only way, praise God, to get it, praise God, is that we have to surrender all and give it to Jesus and accept him as Lord and Savior in our lives. When we do that, we then become heirs into the kingdom. Everything that belongs to God belongs to us. Praise God. On today. Can you see it, saints? And can you feel the Holy Spirit moving? Saying, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I remember when Moses sent out the spies to spy the land. Amen. Praise God. And they came back. And because one didn't have all of his battle uniform on, and he had that fear working for him, he came back and said something derogatory and negative. Amen. But Joshua came back and told him how he saw it. And he can see that, you know what? We can defeat them, pretty much. We can defeat them. They're men just like us. But praise God, we've got the Lord thy God on our side. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So sometimes, amen, praise God, we have to go and take and recover all, amen, that the enemy has taken from some of the saints. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We ought to be helpers of one another.
Amen.
Where I'm weak, you are strong. Praise God.
Yeah.
Helpers of one another during the battle. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. We got our own brother Joe that's going to come this morning and break the bread of life with us. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. So at this time, Amen. We're going to yield it over to brother Joe. God bless you, brother Joe.
Good morning. Good morning. I'd like to give all praise to my higher power, which is God. I'd like to thank the ADL Ministry, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, and his First Lady. Also, Pastor Carolyn. I'd like to thank the front line at ADM Ministry. I'd like to thank the congregation and the visitors for allowing me this minute to step into your life. I'd like to bring to you today a word of encouragement. Well, to me, it's a word of encouragement. I'm quite sure someone will get something out of this. I'm coming from Psalms 56, verse 9 through 13. As it goes, then I will cry out to you. Then my enemies will turn back. I know, because God is for me. And God, I will praise his name. And the Lord, I will praise his name. In God, I will put my trust, and I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. That's beautiful, just beautiful. Vows made to you are binding upon me, O Lord. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death many times, many times. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? I'm saying that's something beautiful. If you can walk before God, just think about it. That's a walk I could never even imagine. But if this happens, I know how beautiful it can be. I hope these words of encouragement have helped someone. If not, just give it a thought. Have a blessed day. Thank you very much.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, my brother. Praise God. Talking about walking before God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that's what God wants us to do. Amen. Daily to walk. Amen. Yes. Before him. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God wants us doing the things, amen, that's going to please him, saints. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
And it can't be no other way. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. See, the road is a narrow road, praise God, to making it to heaven. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Got no crooks and no bends in it. If there's crooks and bends, it's because we create them. Amen. Praise God. But you know, we can make it easy on ourselves. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen.
Hallelujah.
See, when God told us that he'll supply all of our needs, that takes care of that. So it shouldn't be no worry or anything concerning that portion of our life, because we know God is supplying. Amen.
Yes.
So therefore, we need to be able to focus more on the things of God and what he would have us to do. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. How we go out and witness to somebody else and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. You see, it's like we're in a football game and we're in the last quarter. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. And we need to get as many people saved, praise God, as possible. You know, for the Lord said, he wished that none would perish, but all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen, praise God. Well, he uses us, amen, the already saved saints of God, to go out and perform that and to bring them one plant, one water, but to God be the increase. Amen.
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 Is there any increase in your family on today? Is there an increase in your coworkers on today? Is there an increase in your business on today? Is there an increase, praise God, with you on today? Where are the fruit, praise God? Amen.
Amen.
See, when we produce fruit, it's there, praise God, amen. But if we're sitting around idle doing nothing, letting the devil beat up on us, praise God, not willing to war, not willing to battle,
amen,
praise God, like Joshua was in the beginning, then that's how it's going to be. And don't think that he goes away and don't come back. He's a bully. He comes back and he keeps beating and beating and beating and kicking and beating. Well, somewhere along the line, praise God, you got to get sick and tired and sick and tired and sick and tired.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Because that is not the life that God wants us to live. A defeatist
amen.
Life. No, God don't want us to have no defeatist life. He wants us to
no,
have a
don't.
Victorious life. A
amen.
Healthy life. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Enjoying him. Praise God. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. We
amen.
Have to be about our Father's business.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We have to be. Amen. So now we've got all this training and all this learning and the knowledge and things that are coming along during the process. Praise God.
Amen.
And you don't want to use it. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
It's all for naught. Amen. Don't even
amen.
Waste God's time. Praise God.
Amen.
But if you're sincere
amen.
About serving the Lord and bringing
yes.
the others to Christ, then be
amen.
Sincere. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Be sincere. Amen.
Yes.
And know that the enemy is going to come. And if he don't
oh,
come,
yeah.
he's going to keep sending his little imps and his little spies.
Amen.
But let him send them. Amen. Praise God. Because you've been equipped
hallelujah.
By the Almighty God. Praise God, to become victorious in every circumstance and situation. Know this today.
Amen.
Every circumstance and situation. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
We have to get rid of the stinking thinking. Amen.
Amen.
You can't have stinking
amen.
Thinking and say, well, we're in combat. Amen.
Uh-huh.
That don't work. Amen. You got to be in all the way. Amen. When I came
and
to
amen.
The Lord, I sold out completely. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. And as I go through this process, praise God, and burn off those impurities, praise God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The next level I reach. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And if you're going around
amen.
In a circle on a certain level, again, check your PMCS. 9 times out of 10, there's something you, me, or one of us is not doing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But when those trials come, they come to refine us and to make us strong. Amen.
Amen.
And when we accept it, and we accept it right away and go through it, guess what? Before we know it, we're at the next level. And you go, wow. When did
amen.
I get up here? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I know it's happened to me. And I'm like, wow.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
amen.
You, Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But we're in this battle to win. Amen.
Amen.
The race
amen.
Isn't given to the swift nor the strong. But he that endureth until the end. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You
amen.
Got to have the end in mind. Amen. Serving God. You got to have it in mind. Amen. Don't look back. There's nothing back there. Words say, man,
amen.
Put his hand to a plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Stay fit
amen.
For the kingdom of heaven. Stay fit for God. Stay fit for that
yes.
sinner man that needs to be witnessed to.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And brought to the altar.
Oh, okay.
Stay
yes,
fit.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So you'll be in shape, amen, to wear your battle gear. Amen. To be able to
yes.
use it properly. Praise God.
Yes.
For
Lord.
This means war. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I've been in war. Not a pretty thing at all. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. But when you're on the Lord's side, oh, glory, hallelujah, how victorious you, that you will always be. Amen. Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Okay,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
And God won't let anything happen to you. Amen.
Glory. Amen.
When you're on the Lord's side. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. This means war, saints. This means war. Let's war together.
Hallelujah.
We can do it better. Praise God. Hallelujah. Together. Oh, glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
No man is an island. Praise God. Don't try to be an island. You can't win a war that way. Individuality.
Amen.
You got to throw that one out. Praise God. Can't use that one. Amen. But it's an integrated effort of all of the saints warring together. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I just tell you what. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I feel
Lord.
The Spirit moving all inside of me. Amen.
Thank you.
Telling me to go ahead.
Amen.
And go ahead. Amen.
Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Walking before God. Walking before God. Yes. Let us consecrate ourselves to walking before God, saints. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. At this time, amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have our own pastor. Pastor Temple Spencer, come on in and give us words. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you. My God, y'all make it hard not to say nothing. Y'all make it very hard not to say nothing. I'm telling you, you know, Pastor Smith, you all guys, y'all stir stuff up. My God, the anointing of God go to stirring up. Listen, Sister, I just want to drop two things down, and I'm going to drop it in and drop it back out. You know, Pastor Will said something about being sold out. You know, that is the number one thing that we having a problem in the body of Christ. That's the number one thing. We are being sold out. We don't have a problem with a belief. We have a belief. A lot of us, we have a belief. And some of us, we don't been believed for 30 years. Amen. Let me help you before you can really see this. It's like a husband and a wife. Amen. A wife could say, not only she believed that I know that's my husband and I got to believe. A husband could say, yeah, I believe that's my wife. And I believe that's my wife. Regardless if I didn't see her, I can hear her and I can say, I believe that's my wife. Why do they believe? Why do they believe? Because they have a covenant agreement with each other. So between him or her, covenant agreement of a marriage, come into unison of that is my wife or that is my husband. And they have a belief. Well, their belief doesn't make them to the place to where they sold out to one another. They sold out. Y'all hear? They sold out. Because I come in a covenant agreement with her or she come in a covenant agreement with me, it doesn't make me sold out, my God, to him or to her. You got to understand our agreements doesn't make you sold out. Sold out comes with relation. Many people are having agreements with God. They come into a place to accept him as our personal savior. My God, y'all going to help me to get deep in this thing.
Amen.
They accept me and they accept God as our personal savior, and you accept him as your personal savior, and you come into a covenant agreement with God, but now you believe in God, but that doesn't make you sold out to God. Watch this.
Amen.
I'm gonna mess you up right quick. Let me mess you up this morning time prayer breakfast right quick. Watch this. Satan, my God, Satan, he believes in God, but he not sold out to God. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Listen, let me say that again. Satan, he believes in God, but he is not sold out to God. Y'all hear
me?
That's the difference, my God, with the adversary. The adversary do believe, because you got to understand, the adversary was up in heaven. The adversary had communications with God. The adversary described this, come against the room of God, especially in the garden. Job, he had a conversation with God. Y'all hear me? The adversary understands the Son of God in the book of Matthew. So Satan have a belief in God, but he's not sold out to God. I got a question this morning for everyone that is listening all over the world. Where are you? Are you sold out or you just have a belief? My God, we're going to leave that right there. We're going to leave that right there. Are you sold out or you just have a belief? Let me tell you something, how you can find things that is sold out. When you are sold out to God, you don't have to tell nobody you need to straighten up your attitude. You'll come in alignment already with the characteristics of God. Nobody know how to teach you about the characteristics of God, the character of God, loving your brothers, it's all automatically comes in here. It's come in, you come in connection with it when you sold out. But when you just have a belief, you have to be told and over again. I just need you to do this. I need you to do that. And you do this, you get told over, you got to get told over and over and over again when you just have a covenant agreement or just a belief, but yet you're not sold out.
Amen.
My God, I'm going to leave that right there. That's why it's very important for us. Now we can see, if we take a step back, we can see how somebody can go in the presence of God and want to be a worshiper. Then they come out and just have an attitude and they want to tell everybody off and want to cuss you out. They cuss you out with your eyes. They cuss you out with rolling their heel, bawling, telling you off and everything. Because you're dealing with have a covenant agreement, but yet they not sold out to God.
Amen.
My God. And that's when, listen, my God, we got to be individuals that take a stand and take authority of our homes. We have to be an individual that we got to be aware that God speaks to not only you, yourself, but he speaks to minorities. You got to understand that. Last night, my God, was probably about the best couple of hours of sleep that I got in a good little while, last night. Why? Because I heard God through an individual, and as the individual began to relate different things about different things that is going on, I understood and I came in agreement with different signs and different signs of attacks, what the adversary was doing. And we begin to pull some things down and begin to war against some things. See, saints of God, we got to get to the place to where you are humbling yourself to hear the voice of God through anybody and not get to that point, because a lot of times God be showing you where the adversary is at. He be showing you where the warfare is at. But sometimes we get so deep, sister, that's for you. No. Some things is just not for that sister, for that brother. God is trying to get a message to you.
Amen.
My God, my God. And because of we are missing it, because we are missing it, instead of us fighting a fight to where we're being effective, we're fighting a fight that, what I call it, we're putting bullets in a gun and we're shooting it. We're making the noise, but it's no impact is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to make a noise. We want to impact the things of God. You cannot, listen, if you like it or not, if you have knowledge of or you don't have knowledge of, some type of other, the enemy, if you plan, put it this way, if you plan on being an achiever, if you plan on being successful, if you plan on advancing in your life, if you plan on growing in God, if you plan on growing in also in your regular life, if you plan on selling into the things of God and selling in your life, if you like it or not, the enemy going to mess with you because he don't want you to advance. Because why?
Amen.
You have a better platform to tell somebody, as Pastor Smithson was saying, to witness to others, to bring them over to Christ. And that's what he don't want. He wants you to stay in depression. He wants you to stay struggling. He wants you to stay worrying about your body. He don't want you to go into peace. He don't want you to have joy. He don't want you to have victory. He don't want you to be there witness to the things of God that that he's doing in your life. So he want to keep you suppressed. And the only way he keep you to suppress, he don't want you to keep advancing. He wants you to stay and let you settle. That's where it is. But saints of God, if you could get up and open your mouth and begin to fight against the war and begin to declare and decree that this is not it, I'm not going to only just believe in God or just having a covenant agreement as they brought me to the altar or they had me stand up and I accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. Jesus Christ is much bigger than that. I sold myself out. Since I sold myself out, now my perspective is different. My mindset is different. I shall be the head and not the, I shall be the head, not in the back. I shall be the lender, not the borrower. My transition is happening. So what? I came from a life of poverty. So what? I came from a, my God. Can I talk to somebody this morning? So what? I came from a life that where I lived in a project, we would chase the roaches out of the house, hearing the rats run in the attic. So what? That I came from a life of that. So what? That I had a walk going 24th, the walk 24th going here and there, holes in the bottom of my shoe. Is the Holy Ghost talking to somebody this morning? So what? We didn't have enough money. We buy new clothes. We had to go to Salvation Army. I'm looking for somebody to give us some first class stuff, hand down stuff. So what? That we have to go through all them things. So what? Because I went through them things, that doesn't make my mindset still there. Because I went through them things, that doesn't make my God. So what? That I had a few workers at McDonald's or Burger King for a living. So what? That I had to do all them things. All I can say, when I accepted God as my personal Savior, I become a new creature within Him. All things are passed away. And I'm here to tell you this morning and let you know, you take a stand to that devil. The devil knows that I was sick when I did not accept the Lord as my personal Savior. Now I accept the God as my personal Savior. Not only that, I'm sold out to God. And under His strength, I shall be healed. I shall be set free.
Amen. We can't stand there posturing with the enemy.
Praise God.
Amen.
We got to put a whooping on him. We got to pull out our sword, which is the word of God, and put it on his head. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We have other things that God has for us to do, and there ain't a whole lot of time left to do it. Praise God.
Amen.
So we don't have no time to be wasting with him. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What you going to put your energies into? You heard the prophet. What are you going to put it into? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You put in those things that's not of God, amen, is going to keep you off track and out of alignment.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
But I say on today,
amen.
I say on today, heed the words of the prophet.
Amen.
Come into alignment with the Almighty God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
With his works and what he would have for you to do. Don't worry
amen.
So much about the enemy. Praise God.
Mm.
Your mission, you have to be able to accomplish your godly mission.
Amen.
Distractions are going to come. But you got to learn how to filter out those distractions and move on and push forward in the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Walking before the Lord. Amen. Brother Joe, Brother Joe, I tell you what, you open up something over there, Pastor.
Amen.
You open up,
Pastor Smith.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen.
Watch this. I'm gonna share this. I want to give you this. The Holy Spirit just dropped this right into me. Watch this. It's a passage in the Bible. Many of you know the scripture. It's in Book of Matthew, where mm-hmm. this evil spirit looked at Peter and Paul. Looked at Peter and Paul, and he had another gentleman with him. He said, "Peter, I know. Paul, I know."
Mm-hmm.
But it says, "Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
Mm-hmm. Peter, I know. Paul, I know, but who are you?" Now that individual was connected to Peter and Paul, but yet the adversary did not know who he was. Watch
mm-hmm.
this. That individual was connected to a belief, because Peter
mm-hmm.
and Paul, John, the assignment as apostle, they were spreading the good news about Jesus Christ, and they was overseeing different groups, different tribes.
Mm-hmm.
So the adversary recognized two of them, but did not recognize the other one. But it was, but the other one was connected or with the other two that
mm-hmm.
the adversary recognized. Oh my God! You could have the belief, and you could connect to people that is sold out, but you will still be less effective if you're not sold out. You could walk with people that is recognized in the spirit, but yet you
mm-hmm.
still not recognized in the spirit. A lot of
Amen.
Us try to drive off of people that is sold out, and we are trying to step into, my God, the worship or hide behind individual anointing and do not want to do the necessary work ourselves. Maybe it's going
Amen.
To come to a time to where the test going to come at your door. It's not about how well your prayer partner could pray. It's about how well you could pray. It's not about
Amen.
How well your prayer partner is in good standards with God. It's about are you in good standards with God. If you
Amen.
Are not sold out, see, a lot of us, watch this, a lot
mm-hmm.
of us is trying to bring some reactions to God off of your belief in the covenant agreement that you spoke out of your mouth. God don't
Amen.
Not react off of any and everything. God react off of, when he talking about my sheep, hear my voice, he
mm-hmm.
talking about sheep that is sold out between, but
Amen.
You're sold out with him. That's why a lot of us is missing the voice of God. If he come in a person that is asking for money on
mm-hmm.
the street, or we cannot recognize, because we are, my God Almighty, not sold out between, we're not sold out God. I want to share this, and
Amen.
I'm going for good. I'm going for good. Many of us sold out to the book. Uh-oh, let me share this with you again. Many of us are sold out to the book. We sold out to an author, Author King
uh-huh.
James. We sold out
mm-hmm.
to the International Version. We sold out to the Study Version. We sold
mm-hmm.
out to the English Standard Version. We sold out to books. We sold out to Genesis. We sold out
mm-hmm.
to Exodus. We sold out to Deuteronomy. We sold
oh, yeah.
out to a book, Acts, Proverbs, Book of Psalms, Book of Job, Book of Joshua. but we are not sold out to God.
Amen.
We are not sold out to God.
Amen.
Imagine this.
Amen.
Imagine this. Imagine if your wife or your husband wrote a letter out about themselves. And first of all, they had somebody else to write the letter. They was telling that individual to write this letter about me, and they wrote the letter about you. They wrote the letter about your husband, wrote your letter about your wife, as your wife or as your husband at this point was telling them to write. You got the letter. Your husband or wife is living in the house with you, but you are not paying no attention to your husband and your wife, your husband or your wife. You paying attention to the letter that they wrote or had somebody else to write. And you are trying to operate with your husband or wife according to the letter, but your husband and wife, where it's in the same place with you, in the same bed with you, it's in the same house with you, it's in the same area with you, where you could get to know them personally without the letter. Which one you going to decide? How would you think your husband or wife feel, and how would you think they would feel? The first thing your husband or wife feel, I know that's a letter of me, but it's much more to me than that letter. It's much more to me than that word. It's much more to me. And God is calling his people in the same place. I know you know about I know you know about the stories in Genesis. I know you know about the story in Exodus, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 1 Colossians, 2 Colossians. But God is trying to tell his people, it's more about me. It's more about me. You read me in your house, but God said, I need you to put that to the side, and I want to talk to you who I am. I want to tell you who I am. I want you to feel me. I want you to know all of me. This is the song God does to you. My God, a believer will constantly have you to read the letter. But when you sold out to God, God said, it's more about me that I want you to experience. I want you to know. It's more about me that I want you, I want to share with you. It's not about being deep. It's about me exposing the deafness of me. Why? Because me and you are in a relationship. We don't have no secrets in our relationship. We don't have no secrets in our marriage. I want to tell you everything about me. My God, when I just talk so much of information or so much of story, but I'm here in the house with you. I'm here in your home with you. I can show you the justice of me. I can give you more of me. Jesus.
We
don't got stuck in the body of Christ with the authors. We don't got stuck with the letters. We don't get stuck with the words. And our spiritual life doesn't go no further past Genesis. It don't go no further past Exodus. It don't go no further past Deuteronomy. It don't go no further past. And God's trying to tell you, each and every one of you that is listening, regardless of you pastors, apostles, bishop, whoever, there's more to me than the words that you just read. There's more to me. And they're going to take me. They're going to take your wife. They're going to take your husband to tell you things that the author did not write about. To tell you things that the author did not have enough time to jot it down. They're going to take them. There's something, Pastor Smith and Mother Jackson, to where you can read something on somebody. But when you step in that same room with the individual that you read about, you can feel their heart. You can feel it. They can say the same thing to you, but there is a whole different feeling because now you feel in their heart. God wants you all to feel his heart.
Amen.
He wants you all to feel his heartbeat. He wants you all to feel him. And the way he want to do that, he want to pour into you.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Listen, I'm gone. A lot of you is looking for power. You're looking for the power. You're looking for to get the enemy to respect you. The only way you're going to do it, Peter and Paul, they was operating through God. the other individual that was operating out of belief.
Amen.
Choose this day you're going to operate to God, not from a belief, but from a relationship standards. God bless each and every one of you once again.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Ooh, well, I tell you what, Saint. 11 a.m. Amen. 1325 is in the avenue. We'll see you there. Praise God. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Have a God-blessed day.